Good morning.
Bonjour. Nous allons commencer dans une minute. Désolé du petit retard.
Hello, can you hear me?
Daryl.
What? Hello, this is the room. Can you hear me, Christina? Hello? Good, yes, I can. So I would stand by. You'll hear the meeting start very shortly, okay? Thank you.
Okay, very good. Christina Laybourne is finally on the line. Sorry for the delay, and we're going to get started.
Nous avons Christina qui est en ligne. Donc désolé du retard, mais nous allons pouvoir commencer maintenant.
Good morning. My name is Larissa Gurnick. I'm part of.
Bonjour, je suis Larissa Learning. Je fais partie du département stratégie d'ICANN et. Il s'agit de la présentation ICANN sur les références, les paramètres d'ICANN sur la responsabilité. Nous avons également Christina qui est en ligne et qui va nous mettre à jour sur le travail qu'elle et son équipe ont effectué. Et je voulais simplement clarifier que ce projet est focalisé principalement sur la responsabilité, la transparence et les paramètres de mesure. En parallèle, il y a du travail qui est effectué chez ICANN en termes de mesure.
This effort with that other work, but this is specifically focused on accountability and transparency. Good morning, Christina. Go ahead, Christina. Go ahead and start. Thank you, Christina. During the process of the work of One World Trust, the team has gotten quite a bit of feedback through consultations with staff, board, and the community, and in particular the ATRT2, who provided great insights as to things that would be helpful to this effort. So with all that information and additional feedback from this group and for the rest of the ICANN meeting, we'll be collecting the feedback, looking forward to the One World Trust report, and also working with staff to make sure that the metrics and the methods proposed for collecting and communicating these metrics can be implemented in short order. In December, we will start the planning process for the pilot that Christina referenced. And in the time frame of January through March, we'll be working on implementation plans as well as communication plans to make sure that the metrics that are being piloted can be communicated clearly, can be understood by the community, as well as are on target in terms of measuring the kinds of values that are important to accountability and transparency. The pilot of metrics will be available by the Singapore meeting, and after the feedback and targeted consultations that we plan to hold in that time frame, we will also be doing workshops, demonstrations, and other ways of making sure that the metrics are hitting the targets for what the community is looking for from our accountability and transparency framework. At this point, I would like to take some questions and open the floor up for discussion.
Chairman?
Hi. My name is Becky Burr. I've spoken with Christina, so if you're still on the line, hello. And what I'm going to say is it's not going to be a surprise. When you were talking, Christina, about this, you said one thing that was important about ICANN was that it is not driven by contracts and by contractual obligations. And then, and I think, as you know, that's not quite right. ICANN derives a lot of its legitimacy from contracts with registries and registrars, and that's an important part of the functionality and accountability that needs to be taken into account. It does obviously have other stakeholders that it needs to be accountable to, but it would be a big mistake, I think, to neglect to think about the accountability to contracted parties. The other thing that I want to point out is that ICANN really doesn't have a peer. And if your benchmarks are not adjusted to reflect that, you will miss the product won't be workable for us. So let me just, you talked about the Forest Stewardship Council, the World Fair Trade Organization, and ISO. Those are very interesting and wonderful organizations, but they're not comparable to ICANN. They're 100% voluntary. They don't control access to a public resource. If you don't deal with ICANN and you want to be in the GTLD space, you can't have a domain name, you can't be a registry, you can't be a registrar. ICANN does regulate participants. It regulates through its contracts. It regulates through its policy development, mandatory policy development process. The fact that the peers, I'm not suggesting that there are peers out there that you've missed, because I don't think there are peers, but if the benchmarks are, if you, in your benchmarking, if you don't take account of the fact that ICANN lives in a very different space, what comes out of this will not be useful to us. And unfortunately, that is an experience that this community has had in the past, where, you know, people want to find a peer and people want to compare it, but you got to take into account the differences. And that's a lovingly supportive comment, sorry.
Christina, would you like to respond to that?
May I be heard?
Oh, I'm sorry.
If we can just have Becky respond and then and you, please.
Thank you, Christine. I just want to respond. I was not saying that it's not interesting to have this information, and I'm totally supportive of it. It's just in establishing the benchmarks, those can become expectations, so we need to take into account that it's not... Let me rephrase this. It would be a huge disservice if the report allowed ICANN to think of itself as the forestry conservation group or ISO or. So it's actually more about how it's presented and making sure the ways in which ICANN is unique and not comparable come through.
Thank you, Becky. Go ahead, sir.
¿Puedo hablar en español? My name is Caesar, like the salad, Soto. I have a problem with this discussion. I think that the ICANN process is opium for the masses. It is intended not to resolve anything at all. You need to have a final determination in everything, not a discussion, not a report, not a framework or a suggestion. At the end of the day, you need to have a final determination. And this may be a opinion that I have because I'm a lawyer. And normally you have a judgment. The problem that I see with ICANN and its way of going about things is that the bottoms-up approach, the frameworks, the discussions are intended precisely not to resolve anything, but to keep the status quo. And that is something that is, in my opinion, incorrect. You have to determine a process of adjudication, a process where conflicting parties can have a resolution on their disputes. Otherwise, we end up with meetings, and discussions, which are entertaining, but hopeless, and not helpful. I understand the ICANN process of the bottoms-up approach, and I understand the process of the meetings and discussions and panels, but I don't understand when at the end of the day we end up with just the discussion. We need to have resolution to our problems. Delegations, redelegations, problems that are real to the ICANN community but are not dealt with by ICANN. And, you know, I love to come to Buenos Aires, but I want to have a resolution from ICANN. And what I believe is that ICANN should have a adjudicating committee to deal with the disputes between conflicts between people in the community of ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Perrin, and I'm a volunteer with the expert working group on the Who Is replacement. I'm most familiar with developing metrics within the framework of a maturity model. And it does strike me that given the current preparations for the Brazil meeting and the strategy groups and all the rest of that, it would be useful to figure out what the maturity model, where ICANN sits in a maturity model, and then figure out what metrics need to be mapped to that maturity model. Particularly, it would mesh the two activities that come out of the strategic material. So I just offer that as a proposal.
Thank you, Stephanie. Brian?
Hi, Larissa. And hi, Christina. This is Brian Cute. Thank you very much for the presentation. How are you? You had the opportunity to speak with ATRT too, and that was much appreciated. So you'll probably heard some of these things already, but I wanted to react to your presentation. To be clear, it sounds good and appropriate and helpful. Just to be clear from my perspective, and I think the ATRT2's perspective, it is a broader approach than what the ATRT2 is focused on in its work and the work of review teams under the affirmation of commitments. So just for clarity from our perspective, looking forward to a report and deliverables and a framework and toolkit of metrics that can be applied directly to recommendations coming out of review teams under the AOC is critical. To the extent that the report is providing a framework for metrics that get to other aspects of ICANN's operations or its accountability to the community in other ways, certainly welcome and helpful. But from the ATRT's perspective, and that goes back to ATRT1, what is really critical is providing ICANN with a metrics toolkit, if you will, so that meaningful benchmarks and metrics can be applied to the implementation of recommendations arising out of those review teams. And I would add one other point for thought, which is ATRT2 is about to issue its final report and recommendations at the end of December. And certainly your inputs to the ICANN staff process is timely with the timeline that Larissa put forward of working toward June next year, which is when the board of ICANN will take the recommendations from ATRT2 and, if accepting them, begin to implement. But importantly, the organization is still in the process of implementing recommendations from ATRT1, from the WHOIS review team, and the Security and Stability and Resiliency review team. So an important input from you would be metrics that could be applied to the extent that they haven't been to that ongoing work. The review team process under the AOC is a cyclical process. There will be future review teams that need to measure how well ICANN has implemented all of those recommendations. So not just future metrics to be used in the future to ATRT2 recommendations, but for ongoing work from other review teams. Just wanted to underscore the distinction of that piece of the work here, and thank you very much for your inputs.
Hi, this is Jonathan Zook from the Association for Competitive Technology, known to some as Metrics Man. This is a topic near and dear to my heart, and I guess I want to echo Brian's comments to some extent in that there may be a strategic side to this and a tactical side to it, because a year from now there's going to be another review team, and I think part of the genesis of this is the fact that the review team realized, gosh, wouldn't it have been nice if we had been measuring some things over the previous year in order to make a somewhat more quantitative analysis about the impact of the recommendations we previously made. And so I think at some very fundamental level, it's got to boil down to a set of objectives and then attempts to address those objectives so that the success of those recommendations can be measured against objectives. I think transparency is too often used as a proxy for accountability, and it's really only the first stage. The real issue is about whether or not there are goals that were set and whether or not they were met. And I think that's the other part that has to come from ICANN, is a willingness to set operational goals especially within the confines of the ATRT review, and then measure itself against those objectives. And I think in the absence of objectives, metrics just become data, and they're not particularly interesting from a management standpoint. So, I mean, I want to echo Brian's remarks. Let's try to get it really narrowly focused and make sure that part of it gets done, because otherwise what we're doing is creating another monolithic kind of effort within ICANN that goes on for a very long time, but doesn't get to some of the transactional side to this. And I would really like to see that. And again, I think that, you know, true accountability comes from telling people what you're trying to do and then being held accountable whether you accomplished it. And without that first step of saying, here's what we're trying to do, we are trying to get the percentage of Latin American participants in working groups to this number by this time, then metrics are meaningless. And so there has to be an objectives-based approach to this as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Good feedback. Christina, would you like to respond to that? There's no other questions.
And
Thank you. This will be our last question. Unfortunately, our time apparently is up in this room. So please.
Hello. Paul Foody. It's an observation more than a question, but I'm looking at your stakeholder guide to accountability. The slide, I think it's number 7, where you've got the circle with ICANN at the center and the various stakeholders around it. I think that that model is misleading, because obviously, you know, you've got the staff looking the same size as the internet users. You don't have domain registrants anywhere on it. But really, you should be focusing on the internet users. Everything else is secondary to that. The account, you're running the internet, you're running it for the global population. So if you could focus on that, and the fact that we've got this one net thing becoming quite popular, and ICANN is promoting that, that's a sign that ICANN has failed in trying to deliver to the internet user group. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming and for your feedback. And if you have any additional thoughts and ideas, please feel free to email them to myself or Christina. And I apologize that we don't have that information up on the slide, but I'll make sure that it'll be available on this meeting information. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming, everyone.